You tune to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, as the 2012 Olympics draws closer, the stadiums where they've all but completed, the Olympic Village for the athletes, there's the giant red steel orbit tower, and I don't know, there's the Olympic Park itself, of course, it's all gradually taking shape. Now, looking across the area now, it seems like a completely different place to what it was there, what was there before, yeah? Railway marshalling yards, small industrial units, and of course there was a lot of open land there as well, some of which has been given over to allotments, local sports and recreation facilities. And, you know, the whole place has just been completely transformed. Now, earlier on, I met up with Katie Andrews from the New Lammas Lands Defence Committee to see what she made of it all. Katie, first of all, well, what exactly is the New Lammas Lands Defence Committee? Bit of a mouthful.
Yeah, we tend not to use the new anymore because we've been going for 16 years. The Leighton Lammas Lands Defence Committee was set up in 1892, and it was set up by local people to represent the rights of parishioners against the encroachment onto the common lands by the East London Waterworks Company. I believe the Leighton Lammas Lands Defence Committee was officially wound up in 1926 or 27. When the Lee Valley Regional Park was set up, it was given the right to compulsorily purchase land, and at Walthamstow Marsh they put in a riding stables, but they then fenced off part of Walthamstow Marsh. As a result of that, it was decided to set the Lammas Lands Committee up again on a formal basis, and that was done in 1993. We decided to call it the New Lammas Lands Defence Committee, but as we've been going for 17 years now, we have dropped the new and we're just calling ourselves Lammas Lands Defence Committee. So basically we are interested in preserving the former Lammas Lands. We try to maintain the right of people to free and full access to all of the former lands.
Now, thinking in terms of encroachment, the latest one, of course, in this is the Olympics. Oh, is it a problem?
Well, it's absolutely horrendous, of course. The worst losers have been Hackney. A lot of the land in the Olympic Park was open space. I think that something like 600 acres, more than probably, of open land in Hackney was taken. There was also a lot of land and a lot of sports facilities taken in Stratford, including Bully Fen, Stratford Marsh, the Bully Point Community Woodland, the allotment sites by the Channel Sea River, and also, of course, various sports facilities at Major Road, where a community hall and five football pitches went. Draper's Field, which is just across into Waltham Forest, was taken as a storage facility for the Olympics Village. And all of the industrial uses that were in the area, most of which were in Newham, have been shunted up onto part of Leighton Marshes, which is now covered in really hideous warehousing. And we've lost the sense of openness and the sense of rural character. In January this year, the Borough Planning Committee in Waltham Forest gave permission for four tower blocks to be built right in the middle of Leighton Marshes, and it's right in the middle, completely surrounded by the regional park, and the whole of the Lee Valley are supposed to be part of a 26 mile long regional park, and instead of that we've got an Olympic park, and all the unsavoury bits this has generated have been flung on top of Waltham Forest.
Now, what the Olympic authorities said, they say what we're going to end up with is a legacy of an Olympic park, which is going to both regenerate and rejuvenate the area of what was otherwise just old industrial land that was just going to waste. What would you say to that?
The legacy was predicated on a rather different economic climate from the one we've now found ourselves in. Newham may very well see some sort of regeneration, but most of that will come out of the Westfield development, which has nothing actually to do with the Olympics. That was already in the pipeline way back in 2000 to 2001. As far as the industry in the area goes, there's been massive job losses. A lot of industries have gone to the wall. I think it's very sad that industrial heritage has really, literally been wiped out by the Olympics. So, you know, okay, we've got a lot of jobs stacking shelves in supermarkets at Westfield, but we've actually lost the manufacturing and industrial base of that area.
But thinking in terms of the Olympic Park itself, do you think that's something which is going to bring lots of benefits to the area? Do you think that's better than what was there before?
I don't think you can really make a comparison between two things that are so unlike. So whether it's better or whether it's worse than what was there before would depend an awful lot on the individual perspective. I suppose broadly I'd say in general, personally, no.
And finally, yeah. Now, we are where we are, yeah. But if there's one thing that the Olympic authorities could do to make sure that these Olympic Games are good for the Lower Lee Valley area, what would that be?
I don't think they could. I don't think it's in their remit, and I don't think they've given any thought at all as to what they really are going to be leaving behind. You know, that their concern is to put the games on and make promises, most of which are probably quite empty, as to what is supposed to happen afterwards. They had to put that in the bid documents in order to win the bid, and the bid was supposedly awarded to London on the grounds that it was going to regenerate the area. As far as I can see, there's been no regeneration. Very few jobs have been created for local people, while a lot have been lost. We've lost an awful lot of free-to-use, entry-level sporting facilities and a lot of recreational open space. And we're going to gain a load of white elephant stadiums and a manicured so-called Olympic Park. And frankly, I think if there was one thing they could do, if it was within their gift, they should turn the clock back and give the games to Paris.
Katie Andrews, do you accept the New Sound Radio Challenge, which is, after the games are all over, you'll meet up with us, and what you'll do is we'll play this interview back to you, and what you'll do is you'll tell us whether you think you were right or whether you think you were wrong.
Yeah, I'm very happy to do that. Definitely, I'm pretty certain I'll be right. Yes.
Katie Andrews, thanks so much for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you very much.
And of course, we've got Raina Nadeem with us here in the studio. Raina, what did you make of that?
Oh, it's quite interesting, isn't it? Because I'm just thinking, you know, when you were saying earlier about Atherton Gym, that's my local gym, and they're actually closing that down. And I'm thinking, but surely, you know, Newham's pumping all this money into the Olympic site and the Olympic Park, and it's regenerating all that. So how can you close down a sports facility that is part of the local community? That's just, you know, a very short distance away from the Olympic site. Doesn't really make sense.
It does seem a little strange. I mean, in fairness, just to say, what the council say, of course, is that they intend to build a new one to replace it. So, I mean, I just thought I'd add that in as well.
Watch this space.
Absolutely. But thinking in terms of space as well, when you hear Katie talking about that as a space, which space which she's, you know, very much involved in, has been involved in for long before anyone had dreamt of the Olympics being in London and things like that.
Absolutely.
And the way that she sort of feels about it and things like that.
She's a wealth of knowledge, isn't she? She knows a lot of... I mean, she'd be a great person to interview for my project.
I'll have to give you her details. I'll have to give it to Katie. Katie may well be listening now. I'm sure she is, actually. So I'm sure she'll want to get in touch with you. The phone's already ringing. I know that's happening already. Okay, stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days and into the weekend. Stay tuned.